When you tune into KEXE, KBXE, you get to hear stories of the folks who live here and hear about local organizations, local nonprofits. We provide free public service announcements and get connected with nonprofits all across our region. And I'm excited because today we're finding out about Itasca Life Options. They are dedicated to empowering and providing opportunities to people of all abilities. And here to talk with us and tell us what they do is Jennifer Gorman. She's the program coordinator at Itasca Life Options. Jennifer, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to jump right into what it is you guys do, but first I need to hear about your earrings.
Oh, so my earrings are from one of our places. We have Crafted, located in the Central Square Mall.
Okay.
And they're a collaboration piece between all of the clients. They made a collage. I turned them into earrings.
Wow. Okay, cool. So that gives us a little hint at what you guys do. Tell us more about what is Itasca Life Options.
Well, Itasca Life Options, we've been around for over 50 years and basically nobody knows about us. But we work with adults with physical and developmental disabilities. So we do that in three different programs. We have Crafted at the Mall. We have our workshop, which is brand new down on 63. And we have a program over at the Arrowhead Garage.
Okay. So what, tell us about the programs. These are day programs for folks and they do all kinds of different things?
Right. Okay. Right. So over at the workshop, which is our original program, vocational skills are worked on, social skills are worked on, and really just being in the community and having a good time while doing that is the biggest thing for us there. We're offering a space for socialization and peer interaction there, then taking that into the community.
Yeah, so what do you mean by vocational? What kind of things are you working on?
So we're working on actually starting and completing a job. We're working on motor skills to work with like materials and the things that need to happen with the job. Some of the things we do are shredding, but the best thing that we do is we have our own fire starters. And I could go on about those for days.
So what do you mean you have your own fire starters?
Well, let me tell you, Heidi. So our fire starters are filled with three things. So we use wax, we use wood shavings, and love. So what happens is clients will fill that cups with fire starter wood, and then we help with the wax. And then when they're done and dry, they burn for about 35 minutes. That's the best fire starter out there. We call them simply the best fire starters on the planet.
Wow. So you can buy those. Anybody can purchase those.
Mm-hmm. You can pick those up over at the workshop.
Okay.
Where they're made, so you could actually check out what's happening. And you can get them at the mall at Crafted. And now when you go to the mall, don't try to eat them. They are named not a snack for a reason. They look like a little miniature, like, coconut granola goodness. Do not eat them.
But start your fires with them. We're getting into campfire season. That might be a great thing for folks to know about and support a local nonprofit. Tell us a little bit about this, about Crafted. And I'm seeing your earrings, but what other kinds of things are there?
We have lots of earrings. Don't worry. Everyone, right. Heidi, come on down. Okay. We'll get you some earrings. So we work there with artists of all abilities. So we have a vast array of ability in that building. Some of the physical disabilities make it hard for people to physically do an entire project. Mm-hmm. So we sell there what is made by and also made in part by clients. So staff works with a client, and sometimes, like, the only thing the person can do is help design the piece. So they'll choose colors and they'll point to where they want things, and then staff takes that and makes it into a thing, kind of like my earrings.
Okay.
And so we've been in the Central Square Mall almost 2 years. September will be 2 years. And in our local area, we're kind of the only ones that have only nonprofit that have a social enterprise, which is what Crafted is.
Okay.
Focused on art making.
Okay. How does this work? How are you guys funded?
We are mostly funded by the state. There are waivers that people are on and they help pay for it, but that just barely keeps us going.
Yeah.
So the other thing is we do grants. We accept donations. And when I say donations, I don't mean only money, like materials and things, tangible things are also very helpful sometimes.
We're talking with Jennifer Gorman. She's the program coordinator at Itasca Life Options. She's telling us about many of their programs, including Crafted. So what do you see when someone, one of your clients, is working on an art project and kind of sees it through to completion? What do you see happen in people?
Well, can I tell you about the first time we gave commission checks?
Yeah.
So we do, just like the McRosty, we do a 60-40 split and the 60 goes to the client.
Okay.
So I have a client who makes jewelry and she does these beautiful glass beaded necklaces. And she'd put them out there, been really worried. Oh my gosh, is anybody buying them? Blah, you know, like over and over. And I was just like, Donnie, you are the featured artist. Your name is there. Let's just be patient and work with it. So she was. And that was kind of like a learning experience for her that she had also while she's at Crafted, not just working on art.
Right.
So her patience has been building, which is nice to see.
Yeah.
Anyway, the first time we got the commission checks, it was 3 months after her first sale, because we do it quarterly, and she got the check, and it, like, as she was opening the envelope, she's crying because she'd never sold anything before. And so she just, like, it was just too much for her. She loved it, and she was able to go to Dairy Queen the next day. but that right there is something that she, in all of her life, and she's, we'll just say 30 plus, had never made money on her own.
Huh. Wow. So how would someone get involved? If they know someone who maybe could benefit from these programs, or if they want to contribute in some way, kind of tell us what that's like.
Well, we will work with volunteers for sure.
Okay.
But for the client side of it, you want to work with your case manager, but first just call me and we can talk about it. We can talk about what we can help with, and we really want to take people that we can help and not people out of our scope. But we do have a wide swath of people we can work with. So talk to one of us, talk to your case manager, and tour, come check out all of the programs. Heck, come tour all the programs if you don't have somebody that's interested. If you're just interested in finding out more, just walk in. We're 9 to 1 every day. You can walk into either or any of our programs, including over at the Arrowhead Bus Garage.
Okay. That sounds great. We're talking about Itasca Life Options. So Jennifer, what brought you to doing this kind of work in the community?
Oh, that's hilarious. So I moved here from DC almost 2 years ago. November will be 2 years. And I worked with children with severe trauma, ages 5 to 14. That's my specialty. I'm an art therapist. That's what I do. Well, it's a little different around here. And literally on Facebook before I moved here, Lisa, our executive director, put this call out like, hey, anybody know retail and want to work with people with disabilities? And I was like, I've never done it, but I've done retail and I need a job. So I entered into this after interviewing and actually getting the job and have just fallen in love with it. But I'm always up for like trying something new. Like my dad was the one who, if you wanted to go underwater basket weaving, he the next day was going to have everything ready for you. So I'm always ready to try something new, but I've really fallen in love with the people that I work with. It's been a great experience for me as well.
How's the, was there a culture shock in coming to northern Minnesota?
No, it's exactly the same.
It's DC. Yeah.
So, yeah, there definitely has been a culture shock.
Yeah.
But I'm still East Coast Jennifer, and maybe I'm polarizing to these Minnesota nice folks, but it's beautiful. We found a beautiful place on a lake, and that helps that I get to go home to a real nice place away from the culture shock that I still daily run into something, it seems like.
Yeah. Wow, that's Jennifer Gorman. She's from Itasca Life Options. What's the best way for people to connect with you? You have Facebook pages?
We have two Facebook pages. Our main page is Itasca Life Options.
Okay.
Just get there like that. We have a crafted page, which is Crafted by Itasca Life Options. You can email me.
Okay.
And it's just J Gorman, G-O-R-M-A-N, at itascalifeoptions.com. And that's probably like the easiest way for you to say, hey, I got this, and I can get right back to you. But you can also call our main number, which is 218-322-6501, and leave a message there.
Okay, sounds great. If you need more information on Itasca Life Options, you can give us a call as well, 800-662-5799. If you want to tell us about a nonprofit in your area that we should get to know a little bit, send me an email, heidi@kaxe.org. Jennifer, thanks for coming in. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks, and I'll see you soon to get your earrings.